In December of 1862, Union leaders aimed their sights on Fredericksburg, Virginia. General Ambrose Burnside, now in command of the Army of the Potomac and in charge of attacking Fredericksburg, figured the bridges across the Rappahannock River were already destroyed. He had arranged with General Henry Halleck for delivery and setup of pontoon bridges. Burnside's troops arrived on November 17th, in plenty of time to launch a successful attack. Fredericksburg was occupied by only a few hundred Confederates. The bridges, however, weren't delivered until 5 days later, and it took nearly 2 weeks to complete their construction. By that time, the hillside surrounding Fredericksburg was swarming with General Robert E. Lee's seasoned fighters, digging in and setting up their artillery. On December 13th, despite what were now overwhelming odds, Burnside proceeded with his plans. After an all-day massacre, Federal troops finally withdrew. There were over 12,000 Union casualties, compared to 5,000 Confederate ones. It would be the most one-sided battle of the war. About a month later, Burnside insisted on marching his men back upstream to try to find a weakness in Lee's flank. He wisely turned back when a slow, soaking rain set in, bogging his troops and artillery down in the mud. On January 25th, Major General Joseph Hooker replaced Burnside as commander of the Army of the Potomac. His first objective was to boost troop morale. His second, to go after Lee with all he had.